You're listening to Pinecone. Quit smoking and you cough more than you ever did when you smoked. Yeah, that's right. I quit smoking the pipe, everybody. You're listening to Pinecone Radio, 100.9 FM in Pine Mountain Club, California, of Kern County. Some of the outlying areas sometimes pick us up, and we're glad to be part of your listening regime. Stay tuned for Trail Mix. We just heard some Robin and Dan's Imagination Hour, and after Trail Mix, we'll listen to Out of the Woods. So stay tuned. It should be fun. Okay, here's our first thing. There's a DJ on Sirius. I work with Mike Cram once in a while, and we listen to his pay for listening. I was going to say pay for view. Pay for oral tickling. And he has Sirius FM, and there's this DJ that comes on Mondays, I guess. He's kind of pretentious. He reads his own poetry, and every time he comments on something in society, it's putting something down. Things that we all kind of know in the back of our minds that are kind of dumb, but we, you know, most of us are kind of tolerant and, you know, we put up with these things because they're not worth getting upset over. But he does. He's called the hipster something. And so this first piece is called The Pretentious Hipster. And he sounds something like this.
I was driving down Hollywood Boulevard the other day, and I happened to be thinking about my blog, my music blog that all of you tune into, including Sirius FM, where there's no commercials but lots of hot air, like me. And I was listening to my own blog because I record everything and I play them on CDs in my Beamer, and I was driving down listening to my show, thinking about how wonderful it was, not Hollywood but my show. I started to look at all of the people walking up and down Hollywood Boulevard. This was in the afternoon, daylight, and how they're all stooping over and looking up these different stars, I guess is what they are, stars on Hollywood Boulevard. And I'm thinking, oh God, who in their right mind would stoop to look at Harrison Ford's name embossed in some pink-edged, glittery gray star on Hollywood Boulevard? Who would stoop to, I think they have Big Bird even, they have everybody. They probably have C-3PO and R2-D2, who's now been bought up by Disney. God only can imagine what the next Star Wars movie is going to be like. And who came up with the stars in the first place? Not just the people. Get rid of the people. I'm sick of the people. When I see pedestrians, I want to see them walking, not stooping. The only people I want to see stooping are bums that are vomiting in some drainage ditch. Who came up with the stars? That person should be shot, drawn and quartered. I think that's a comic book company, Drawn and Quartered. Get it? Because everybody draws cartoons. I don't know where the quartered, that part of it comes into it. Doesn't really make much sense, but comic people are funny people. So I'm listening to my show, and I'm thinking, I could beef it up a bit. I could spice it up a tad by playing more music from the 30s and 40s. Now, not too many people on Lithium, on the Sirius FM Lithium, or Grizzly Bear versus King Kong or whatever it is. They just play all the new artists, and they throw in Neil Young now and then just to keep the old farts happy. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't I do something different? Why don't I play music from Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey or Woody Herman, that clarinet guy? Yeah. So I'm going to try that next week. And if they don't like it, well, screw them. I don't mean literally. That would be too much fun. So then I'm thinking about lunches. I've got a poem I wrote. It's all about animation studios in Los Angeles. Oh, Los Angeles. Oh, Los Angeles. Where have you taken your little funny cartoon men? You used to have them draw Snagglepuss and Huckleberry Hound, and now you have us going round and round. Where did Facebook come from? How did it affect our tastes? Facebook, where will it be erased? How many more seasons do we have to see Homer Simpson or Cartman saying the F word or making fun of Scientology and Mormons? How many more seasons of South Park do we really need? Or do we really need a reason? What rhymes with Mormon? Scorman? Gorman. You could be from Gorman. That's one of our local cities here in L.A. Actually, in Pine Mountain Club. Somebody told me they're going to broadcast this music blog. Can't wait to hear it. Anyway, so that's it. Let's get into some cows and some cowboy songs because we have to go back, give the microphone back to Pinecone Pete. It's another person who could be erased off the radioforall.net. You're listening to whatever you're listening to. This is the pretentious hipster saying goodnight, and make sure you retread those tires.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunn's Trail Mix.
Presidential debate with Mitt Romney as a 5-year-old and Barack Obama as a 5-year-old. Gentlemen?
Hi, I'm Mitt. Nice to shake your hand. I'm going to put my left hand on your right shoulder. And I'm going to put my right hand on your left shoulder too, so it looks like I'm a friendly Republican. And I'm going to look like a friendly Democrat. And bipartisan.
All right, kids, now let's start with our first question. Governor Romney, we'll give it to you since you won the coin toss. What would you do differently about the economy if you were president of the United States?
Well, let me tell you something, George. I would change, oh my God, the cows are back. I would change everything. I would really make sure that nobody got a tax hike, which I think makes everybody happy.
Well,
don't interrupt me. I think everybody should have vouchers and just kind of watch themselves, get off of food stamps. Yeah, don't be lazy bums.
Well, Mr. President, would you like to rebut that?
Oh, I kind of, yeah. I think everything should be where we kind of hold each other up and maybe ask the 1% to help out with, you know, a little bit more so we can help with the tax cuts and everything and that kind of thing.
Mr. Romney, you said quite a bit about beefing up the military, which most of us thinks a little overbloated. I'm sorry, I put my opinion in there, didn't I?
That's not too cool, George.
Sorry about that. Anyway, would you like to further comment on your stance of beefing up the military and taking more tax dollars and putting it into the military?
Well, I sure would. Mr. President over here. That's my name. Don't wear it out. Well, hey, Mr. President, we've got less boats than we did in 1912. So what do you say about that? We're going to get attacked by China, Russia, and Yugoslavia and Libya.
Well, Mr. President, that's quite an accurate...
Let me repeat. Not repeat. Let me say a quip. You know, we've got less pea shooters and bayonets and horses than we had in 1912, too.
Well, that about wraps up the debate. Gentlemen, boys, would you like to say one last thing before we wrap it up and let the American people decide who they're going to vote for this November 6th? Let's flip a coin. Let's flip a coin. Oh, goodness. Wait, I got to see if I've got a coin. So many people don't have even two nickels to shake a dime at these days. You know what? I think I'll flip a dollar bill. Here we go. Heads or tails? Mr. Romney?
I'll take heads. I'll take tails then.
Heads it is. Romney, go ahead.
Well, when you go into that voting booth this November, just remember, I'm November. Mm-hmm.
That's all you want to say?
Yeah, I think it's got a nice ring to it. I think people will remember that. Try to remember my name in November and follow the 1%. We rich people know what we're doing. We'll take care of you.
Mr. President?
Well, look, I just, you know, I'm not perfect. I know Romney will agree with that, but I'm working really hard to try to help people that are struggling. And my mom think that I'm doing a good job, And I love the middle class, and I don't want to see them become poorer and poorer and poorer. And let's see if I can come up with a poem. Yeah, let's see if you can. Well, they call me Barack Obama, but this is more about your mama. I got that from Reverend Al Sharpton.
Thank you, kids. And now we leave it up to the American voter. Huh, it's a tough one. And we're all going to be glad when it's over.
Not me. I think it's kind of fun. Me too.
Oh, It's time your tears were dry. I'm heading for the last roundup. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along, get along. Get along, little doggy, get along. I'm heading for the last roundup. To the faraway ranch of the boss in the sky, where the strays are counted and branded, there go I. Heading for the last roundup.
Get along, little doggy, get along, get along, get along, little doggy, get along.
Get along, little doggy, get along, little doggy, get.
Time for another edition of Gumby.
Come on, Pokey, it's starting.
I'm grabbing the popcorn.
I have a feeling this is going to be a great show.
Of course. It's time for Gumby for the visually impaired. Let's try to get into the menu
anyone.
Here.
You? Oh. Come in.
Oh, goodness. Here we go. Get in the menu. They don't seem to have the original theme song. Now, you visually impaired people can appreciate that because you catch on to things audio. Let's see. You can change into anything. I don't know if you could change into God. That might be a bit of a challenge. Well, we had Moon Trip, Gumby on the Moon, but I'm not sure if we watched Trapped on the Moon. Let's try to see if we've seen this one before. If not, we'll go to the next one, which is called Mirror Land. Trapped on the Moon. No, I don't think we saw this. Gumby, one of the early episodes. There's Gumby. He's got that weird early face. The mom and dad.
Yep, he's on the moon all right. I gotta go after him.
Well, we already know that. The mother just goes, like mothers often do. They don't say too much. They just kind of gasp. Now, there's those triangle tumor things chasing Gumby. I don't think we've seen this one, but like I told you before, let me pause it. Like I told you before, Art Clokey often reused footage over and over and over again, especially in the early days, just so he could save money. Kind of like Republicans. All right. Okay, there's a big crack in the moon surface. Gumby's got that spaghetti frown, a mouth of spaghetti noodle, and the little triangle things are chasing him, but he's smiling. He's got an idea. He's going into the crack, and his legs are very long. Ah! he stopped the little triangle tumors from getting to him because they're orange and he's green, and so there's a big crevice between. Now he's cold. Well, this is where. See, we've heard this before. Slapping his shoulders with his little Gumby arms. And he turns into a ball and flips. Maybe we have seen this. Nope, we haven't. There's a big, scary-looking asteroid. And the father comes up and sprays the asteroid with aerosol can. Oh, that's a spooky-looking visual right there. I wish you could see this, folks. But, you know, at least you can hear it.
I'm here, Dad!
I'm here, Dad. Wait, did we see this?
They're only pretending to be stones.
What?
Look!
They're only pretending to be stones. Yes, we haven't seen this one. This is more detailed. And he is after the little triangle monsters, and Gumby's dead. He's shaking and shivering, and he's stopped. But you see, we've seen this one. I swear to God, we've already played one. But this is called Trapped. Now he's at the doll hospital.
Calling Dr. Stitch and Zipper. Calling Dr. Stitch and Zipper. You're wanted on the fifth floor. Dr. Gumbo, wanted in the operating room.
I think his mom is
Dr.
a nurse.
Dr. Gumbo, the operating room.
He's going to have to be operated on. He'll probably need a new appendix. Or liver. Or esophagus or something. And so he's in a big giant... they're putting him in one of those tunnel things where they do CAT scans. And it is his mother. His mother's a nurse. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't you like to have your mother be at the hospital and take care of you that way? She's nodding to the father. And he's smiling. The father with the Ronald Reagan haircut. And she puts a big suction cup on his chest. That looks creepy.
I'm all ready, dear.
See, that's the mother. You only call your husband dear. And they're putting all kinds of buttons on and things like that. Oxygen. Everybody's smiling like they're expecting miracles to happen in this CAT scan oxygen tent thingy mid jiggity bobbity boobity. And she takes a little bit of aloe vera and puts it on his forehead, wipes it like a good mother nurse would. The father doesn't talk much, neither does the mother, especially in these early episodes. Art Clokey must have been thinking, what the heck, I don't know if this is going to sell or not. A little bit of tinfoil animation there. Gumby still looks dead, the mother looks worried, now the father looks worried. Oh goodness, I think Gumby's gone. He's in heaven, and the parents are just going to have to accept it. Yep, nobody looks... Oh, wait a minute. Everybody's smiling. And the father just winked to the mother because... I don't know why. I actually don't know why. But the oxygen has gone up. The tinfoil animation has spiraled. You know, I think Art Clokey is just trying to fool us with a lot of... tinfoil. A lot of sparks and... Oh, now it says perfect. There's a button that changed from cool to perfect. Cold to perfect. That means he's alive. See, he's not dead. He's not in heaven. God will have to wait. Or there's a movie called Heaven Will Have to Be on the Hold or something like that.
I was on the moon. But I'm sure glad to be back, Mother.
You know, see, they... They added the mother. Now, this is really weird. He's taking the cart that he was carted on, the gurney, and he...
Holy Toledo, here's another Gumby adventure.
Yeah, Holy Toledo, you can say that again, Pokey. So, yeah, I swear to God, I did not repeat that from an earlier episode. I'm not inebriated. I'm not drunk. I'm totally sober, folks. It was easy, but it was hard.
That was easy.
It was hard.
That was easy.
It was hard. You see, the thing about Gumby in the early days... Oh, never mind.
I remember Paul Harvey shared this great little story on the radio about a little girl named Sarah, 6 years old. One day, her father would not surrender to her wishes to go swimming. She asked him over and over and over again, and he kept saying, no, 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 no. So that night, she took a red pencil and she wrote a note to her father and left it on his pillow, and it read as follows, "Daddy, I hate you." Signed, "Love, Sarah." "I hate you, love, Sarah." Ever read the Psalms? Our words to God sounds a lot like that. You ever read the prophets? God's words to us? Oh, it sounds a lot like that. I mean, you read Jeremiah and it's just like emotional vomiting. God, emotional vomiting. He gets emotional. "I hate you, Israel. Love, God." So love hates. But how does love hate? Well, sometimes, and this happens in time, sometimes love hates by withholding manifestations of love. I mean, I know this as a dad. I used to say stuff like this to my kids all the time. I always loved them, but sometimes I'd say, "Well, fine, you do it. You don't want my help? You're in control. I'm not in control. I cannot be bothered. Fine." Romans 1, Paul gives a lengthy description of God's wrath. Over and over again, it says, God gave them up. Fine, you do it. Gave them up to their passions, their psyche, their own lives. Maybe he's hoping that they'd learn to love themselves by hating their own lives, their psyches. So perhaps, sometimes love loves best by hating for a time. And perhaps love hates by removing the manifestations of its presence, leaving the beloved in outer darkness, the far country where sons of the kingdom weep and gnash their teeth and learn to long for love.
Total amount needed. So here is the Elect Romney Money Bomb 2 coming at you. Yesterday's money bomb raised $800,000. That's good. But we simply must raise another $1.6 million. Why are we being so aggressive? Our upcoming TV airtime, radio talk shows, and get out the vote demands. Well-funded and highly successful until Obama's war on women distracted America from Obama's economic failures. That's why we must ask you for a generous donation today to elect Mitt Romney. Press 1 now to make one maximum investment right here, right now, with a press of a button. So please, press 1 to donate now. Again, press 1 to donate to elect Mitt Romney or press 9 to unsubscribe. Be monitored or recorded to provide you with a quality experience.
Thank you for holding. A representative will be with you in less than 30 seconds.
To the majority of Americans who now believe that the future will not be better than the past.
Put in the effort to elect Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. We have a brand new Romney Ryan 2012 bumper stickers. We'd love to send you one for donating with us today. Can we count you for one time, maximum gift?
Yeah, do you think Romney will win? Hello? Yes? I want the sticker. Hello? You know, I think they're on to me. Hello? Hello? You don't think he'll win? I do. Get me the sticker. I'll give you $100. Jesus.
Doggy Dreamers, this is your old pal Panko Pete saying, whether you vote for Romney or whether you vote for Mr. Obama, just get out there and vote. Exercise the one liberty that we still have. And well, come on, we got other liberties. We got the freedom of religion or the freedom of non-religion. We got the freedom to eat Cracker Jacks and get a free prize if we feel like it. They still have that out there. So there's all kinds of freedoms we have, but you know, if we don't exercise a muscle, it atrophies, and that's what can happen to our freedoms if we don't get out and vote. So vote for the candidate of your choice, and then thank God, or if you don't believe in God, thank, don't thank anybody, but just be great. Well, don't be grateful, I guess. If you don't believe in God, can you be grateful? You can be grateful to coincidence that the election season's over. Anyway,
Don't forget Rural War Room here every Friday and Tuesday night at 6 p.m. And Out of the Woods is next. Happy trails, folks. And don't forget to retread your tires.
Yep, he's on the moon, all right. I gotta go after him.
Well, we already know that.